Hi guys, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And if you need a personal intensive English training, feel free to contact me. All the information is below the video. And in today's lesson, we will study two words. They are quite similar in the pronunciation, but not in the spelling. So let's study them. We study different meanings and different idioms, expressions. So let's get started. So the first one is an important verb, and this is the verb to lead. To lead, L-E-A-D. This is an irregular verb. To lead, led, led. And to lead can be both, I mean, it can have the meaning of to guide. For example, you know, if you are a tourist, in a group of tourists, you can have a tour guide, and the guide will lead you through the city, okay, to show you different things, different places, different monuments. Okay, so to lead here is to guide, basically, okay? And you can use this verb in another context, like a corporate context, in companies, in a company, for example. I don't know if you work in a big company or in a small company, you can have people who lead the different teams. And from that verb, you have the word leader. A leader is someone who guides people, okay? In this context, to lead is to manage, to be in charge of people, to be responsible for something, to manage, to lead. And there is a phrase that I like, a kind of idiom, to lead by example. I love this phrase, to lead by example. Basically, when you lead by example, you don't say that you will do the things, you do the things, period, okay? Many people can say, oh yes, I will do this, I will do that, but at the end of the day, they don't do anything. So when you lead by example, you don't need to say what you're gonna do, you just do it, and you show people what you're doing so that they can follow your steps and do the same, okay? To lead by example. I like it. And the other word, lead. Lead. Can you hear the difference? The first one, the one I have just told you about, is to lead, okay? It's a long E, to lead, led, led. And this one is lead, it's a short E. And the spelling is L-I-D, a lead. And when you cook, sometimes you can need to put a lid on the saucepan. For example, if you are boiling vegetables or boiling rice, and you can put a lid on the saucepan, okay? A lid. And a lid is also this part of your eye. You know, this is the lid, okay? So, eyelid. We have two eyelids. It's easy to remember because you use a lid to cover a saucepan and you use your lid to cover your eyes. It's a nice way to remember this other meaning. And now let's use it as a verb, I mean in an idiom. The idiom is to keep the lid on. For example, I told my friend a secret and I told her to keep the lid on the secret. Okay, so to keep the lid on the secret, you don't say it, you know, you keep it secret. Okay, and there is another meaning. This idiom has another meaning. If you keep the lid on your emotions, it means you can control your emotions, okay? Like for example, when I told my sister this story, she was very angry, but she kept the lid on her anger, okay? She kept the lid on her anger. She didn't show that she was angry. Okay, she could control her emotion. She could control her anger. Okay, so you see, different meanings, okay? Different interesting meanings. To lead, L-E-A-D, irregular verb, and the lid, Okay, so as usual, I hope you took some notes. If you haven't, you can watch the video again to study them. Okay, and of course, make sentences to show me that you are studying, that you are working with me, and so that I can correct you if necessary. Of course, I'm here to help. And if you need help to really boost your English level, feel free to contact me. All the information is below the video. I am here to help with my dream team. Have a very good day and see you soon. Bye-bye.